Okay, but again, there's two kinds of flip-flopping. There's flip-flopping for political purposes, expediency, and then there's flip-flopping when reality actually hits. So let me give you a little bit of history, okay? Woodrow Wilson in 1916, do you remember him? I remember him well. 1916, he was reelected as president because already Europe was starting to go south, and he was reelected as president. He kept us out of war, much like Mr. Obama is, I've ended two wars. Well, things change. Things change. So here's what happens, right? The Lusitania is bombed or is sunk by the Germans, a passenger ship. That changed things. All of a sudden, we're not so, let's stay out of war philosophy. Or let me get you even a more dynamic piece of history. Things change. So Richard Nixon gets elected president. Here is a conservative. And can you imagine Richard Nixon having the government decide whether or not you can raise prices? Can you imagine a conservative bringing in the federal government says you cannot give anybody a raise? You cannot raise your prices for anything. That's precisely what he did. With, remember the Wynn project, Whip Inflation Now, where he wore this big button that said Wynn. It was the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. With Whip Inflation Now, he was dealing with inflation that was out of control, and he had to do something. He had to move aggressively. So he put governmental controls in. Did it work? It did not. But he had to try, because he was in a position where it's, look where we are. You know, this is not working. Flip-flopper. Damn right he's a flip-flopper.